All Sports Breakfast on News Talk ZB with Rutherford and Bond Toyota. Like us on Facebook. Search for All Sports Breakfast Wellington.
It's time to open up memories of your past, and it's time to move on.
News Talk ZB 7:25. The International Breast Cancer Paddlers Commission is an international organisation whose mandate is to encourage the establishment of breast cancer dragon boat teams within the framework of participation and inclusiveness. They support the development of recreational dragon boat paddling as a contribution to a healthy lifestyle for those diagnosed with breast cancer. Now, dragon boating's become a big international sport for breast cancer survivors after a Canadian study in the 90s tracked the recovery of a dragon boat team of survivors and found that dragon boating improved survivors' health and lessened the chances of developing other related health problems such as lymphedema in the future. Now, the Can Survive Dragon Boat Team, based here in Wellington, has just competed in the International Breast Cancer Paddlers Commission event in Florida. For teams around the world, this event, 101 teams entered, and Can Survive finished third. Magnificent achievement. One of their crew is Sonia Young, who joins us now. Congratulations, Sonia. That is a wonderful achievement. Well done.
Thanks, Jason. Yeah, it was a great achievement, and we're still sort of buzzing from the coming third.
Tell us a bit about the Can Survive team. When did you get together?
Okay, Can Survive's been going for about 11 years. It was originally just a cancer mixed team, and then about 7 years ago, it changed solely to breast cancer. And I joined roughly about 6 years ago, and it was quite a social team. Everyone had sort of gone through the same experience and joined just to do the exercise for the lymphedema and things like that. So it was pretty casual and laid back. In those days, as our captain Carolyn pointed out to me over the course of the last 2 weeks, that we used to compete and we used to come third then, but there was only three teams in the race. So we've really come in leaps and bounds to achieve our goals and getting better.
So how recently did you start taking it a bit more seriously rather than just doing it as something to do for the recreation and the fellowship of it all?
Okay, well, some of our team members had participated in the IBCPI event before, but Wellington had never sent a whole complete team. So about 4 years ago, it was a couple of hours' vision to try and get a complete New Zealand team to go, because it would be the first time that it had ever happened. So actually, you emceed our first event that we were fundraising for to start that progress off, which was in 2011, and that was our calendar launch. I'm sure you probably remembered that.
I do.
And so then we had a good group of team members, but we were all fighters. Obviously, anyone that's gone through cancer is a fighter, but we weren't actually working as a team. So we got Carolyn Stevens, who's our captain, and Jacob is our new coach in the last couple of years, and they've worked to get us as individuals to work as a team. And I think that's really brought our team together to get our times up fast and be really competitive.
Yeah, well, obviously you were. When you got to Florida, or in the, I guess, the weeks leading into the event, what were your hopes? Did you hope to finish, sort of up there or thereabouts?
Okay, well, we'd done some wee bit of background. Jacob, our coach, had looked at the other teams because it's so big overseas that we didn't really know what we were going up against. And he sort of had us placed in the top 20. So there was a lot of fast times, but we'd never been on an international rowing facility like we were paddling on. It's all the bells and whistles are there. So, going from Wellington Harbour onto a man-made rowing facility that had buffers under the water to keep the waves down and things like that, we just didn't really know what we were up for. But we just went in there and fought and went faster and faster as we raced. So it was just great.
So, yeah, raced four times. When you reached the sort of the, was it like a couple of seeding races and then a semi and a final? Is that how it kind of worked?
Yeah, basically, first day we had two races. They combined the scores to seed you, and we ended up after the first day at seventh. And then we went into the second day, and basically they were taking the top. So we had two semi-finals. They took the top four teams out of each semis, and that was the final. We only just made the final. We were the fourth team in our race, and we were again seeded seventh into the final. And so it was this great this battle back to get into third. It was amazing.
How long are the races?
The event that we were in, which is the classified event for dragon boating, is 500 metres.
Right. So you came third out of a field of eight.
Yep.
Were you out in front early? Did you have to come from behind to get third? How did the race pan out?
Okay. What happens? We have a very fast stroke rate in New Zealand. We do anywhere between 70 to 80 strokes per minute, whereas a lot of the other teams are between 60 and 64. So we're always out of the blocks really fast, so we're normally always in the lead. But obviously, to try and keep up that stroke rate right through the race is pretty hard. So we were out of the blocks pretty quick, and then sort of middle of the race, we sort of were overtaken, and then the last 20, 30 metres, we were probably in fourth position, and the girls just put everything on the line and we just fought back. I mean, we had an amazing, amazing set of people supporting us, and of course everyone was getting behind the Kiwis. The Kiwi chant went out from even the Canadians, Australians, but just got behind us. It was amazing.
So how would you describe the feeling in the group afterwards?
Very elated. I think probably 80% of the team had thought we couldn't get there, but yeah, they are just still buzzing. I mean, every day they tap each other on the shoulder and say, "We're third in the world. We're third in the world."
Sonia, I'd imagine there's quite a bit of emotion wrapped up in all of this. You know, as you mentioned before, you're all fighters. You've all been through extremely difficult circumstances in your life and probably suffered loss as well in amongst your friends. You know, would that be fair that there's a real fellowship among dragon boat races at these events?
Oh, definitely. I mean, and that's what a lot of it is about. It's about the fellowship and the support of one another, not just your own team, but other teams around the world. So, yeah, that's great. I mean, as I said, it's pretty unique to have one whole complete team that have gone through the same sort of experience of obviously cancer. I mean, there's not many of those sorts of teams around. So it is an experience that a lot of people won't get to sort of experience, I suppose.
So have you set your sights on the next event?
Yes, well, we're national champions in New Zealand at the 500-metre event, but in New Zealand we also compete in a 200-metre, which is like a splash and dash, and then a 2K race. So we haven't won gold in the whole three. So that is our ambition for this season, to be title holders at our national level in New Zealand at all three. So if anyone wants to ever get down and see how we do it, we're always in Wellington Harbour training, and obviously there's the big Wellington Dragon Boat Festival on the 14th of March that we'll be competing in. So if any locals want to really see how it's done, they're welcome to come down and see us on the waterfront.
Sonia, sounds like an amazing group of ladies. Well done indeed to your team. Can Survive, third in the world at the recent event in Florida. And thanks so much for taking the time to have a chat to us today.
Yeah, thanks, Jace. Thanks for all your support too.
It is a pleasure. Thanks, Sonia. Sonia Young from the Can Survive Dragon Boat team. Awesome.